Tom Ford's such an extraordinary individual. Really, the first day it was a bit of a joke, really. We did our first scene, and Colin and I is sitting in the desert, sort of arm in arm, and it was like 3 minutes of dialogue, and Tom came up and was like, "Okay, guys, basically, what I want you to do is just keep your chins up, because you know, you're getting a bit older than you used to be, and you know, there's a bit of fat that hangs down." You're like, "All right, Tom, thanks for that. Anything about the scene?" There's a bit of dialogue in there, and actually, he's such a smart man, and it was a real pleasure, actually.
Is this a fling for him, do you think, or is he actually going to go into directing more?
I don't know, he'll take over the bloody world. He could be Agent White. I think he will. I think, you know, he's got real flair for it, and he's got huge amounts of intuition. We had a lady who was a script supervisor who worked on John Ford westerns and done everything you could possibly do under anybody, and she was like, "I've never worked with a first-time director who's more prepared." And if you think about it, what he does is so visual anyway that, if you know, he wants to be involved in every single part of it. You know, some people delegate, you know, just you can get on with the sound. He's interested in the sound, you know, and obviously we look great in it, apparently. So, yeah, it was an experience.
Do